Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This Friday evening, we continue for your listening pleasure the adventures of Kondo, the magician. And next time you go marketing, be sure, be very sure, you put the soap we make for washing clothes and dishes at the top of your shopping list. The name of that soap is White King. It's a wonderful soap for washing clothes because those tiny White King granules make lots of suds in either soft or hard water. They wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. In fact, dirt cannot possibly hide from White King soap because those energetic suds penetrate deep down into the very heart of fabric fibers. Even those badly soiled dish towels and tablecloths, school togs and work clothes wash up clean as clean can be without extra rubbing and scrubbing. Gentle White King suds are wonderful for washing dishes, too, because they stand up when you cool the water down, freely rinse away to leave dishes sparkling bright, and they're wonderfully kind to pretty hands. Once you've tried our soap for washing clothes or dishes, you're sure to say, I love White King. Late at night, in a dark, airless shop in the native quarter of Cairo, Frank Chandler has found Jeff Burke unconscious. Burke, an unwilling agent of the sinister Roxor, had been attacked by two of Roxor's Arab informers after he had disclosed to Dorothy Regent Roxor's secret orders. Later, in an attempt to locate Robert Regent by means of Chandler's occult powers, he and the Regents look together into the crystal ball. To their horror, they see Regent in a jungle clearing surrounded by savage natives. Chandler realizes that Regent has unwittingly offended a god and is in danger of instant death. Kondo, the magician.
Do something, Frank. Can't you do something?
I hope so. But unless I can reach him at once, it'll be too late.
You mean you're going there by magic, Uncle Frank?
No, no. Whatever I do, I'll have to do here and now.
Uncle Frank, can't you...
Keep still, Bob. I'm going to try something I've been able to do only once in all these years. Oh, Yogi, my teacher, far across the sea, I ask your help. Help me to use the power as you have taught me.
Do you suppose he can really hear you?
Betty, keep still, darling.
There's that clearing again.
And Robert... He knows now what's happened.
I don't see why he just stands there. If he'd duck into the jungle, they'd never find him.
He wouldn't go two steps until they'd drag him back. If I can reach them at all, it'll have to be through their fear. Cobra, king of the jungle, come from your hiding place. Come out, I say, not to kill... but to save a life.
Holy Moses, there it is. Coming down out of that big tree.
Listen.
How do you like that? It's crawling up right between Dad and those natives.
God of the jungle, raise your hooded head. Look upon your worshippers and be still.
Their faces right down into the dirt.
Robert doesn't seem to see the cobra at all.
It's not visible to him. If I can only make him hear me. Robert, go back the way you came.
Oh, yes. Robert.
Get up and tell me where he is. Very well, I'll go up the ladder and see for myself.
Oh, dear, I wish he wouldn't go up into that hut. What do you suppose he's looking for?
Robert, be careful. Oh, this is maddening.
They're flat on their faces. And the cobra's still there, too.
Robert, listen to me. Go back to Singapore.
Oh, he can't hear you. He's talking to those men.
What's the matter with all of you? I know you can't understand me. Get up!
Stay where you are, King Cobra. Listen to the music and be still.
I'm going now. I see he's not here, or at least not where I can find him. But tell him I have a message from Bodin, from Roxor. Do you understand? And when I come back, I won't be alone. Remember that.
Hurry, Robert. Hurry.
He walked right past the cobra. He's going right down the path.
I wonder if he really did hear my voice.
Well, I only hope he gets back to his boat before those men start after him.
Mom, what makes you think he had a boat?
Why, I don't know, Bob. It seemed like an island somehow.
I thought so too, Dot. There's certainly no place like that in Singapore. It has a huge harbor and streets full of cars.
Oh, Uncle Frank, you make it sound just like New York.
Far from it. There are thousands of Chinese and Hindus and Arabs.
Arabs?
Yes, there's even a street called Arab Street. Looks almost like one of the streets in the native quarter here.
Frank, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Dot.
You sound exhausted.
Well, these things aren't as easy as they sometimes seem. I told you I'd only been able to exert that kind of influence once before. In all the years I studied with the yogi.
It was wonderful, Uncle Frank.
It certainly was.
Well, let's not discuss it. We'll have to decide what we'll do now.
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Well, there's one thing you don't have to worry about, Uncle Frank. Or Dad, either. Those drawings of his.
Yes. Daddy's always said they ought to be burned up. And this is just as good.
Maybe.
Well, they were in the envelope Arania gave me.
Oh, with a spider or something sealed up inside.
If Abu dropped the whole thing into boiling water, as you told him, Frank, the ink would surely dissolve.
Well, we'll get Abu in here and see him.
I am here, Yasidi.
You didn't throw away that envelope I gave you.
No, Yasidi.
Would you bring it to me, please?
In one moment.
I hope the spider or whatever it is good and dead.
Uncle Frank, do you think Abu's on the level?
He's worked here for Naji all his life.
Well, somebody sure sicked those Arabs on Jeff, and Abu knew right where they took him.
That's true, Frank.
We won't be staying here much longer, Dot.
Someone heard what Jeff said to me. But there'd be no reason for the...
Mother, here's Abu. Oh, Abu, you look like the stage directions in a play. Enter Abu with spider on silver tray.
I did not open it, Chandu.
Yes, I see you didn't. Thank you. That's all.
Oh, be careful, Frank.
We needn't worry about any animal life in this envelope.
Oh, it's still sopping wet. I bet the papers are all stuck together. Remember the time we had the big rain at home, Mom? And all the old books you'd stored in the basement were flooded?
I certainly do.
I'll just shake it over the tray.
Mother.
Don't touch the hideous thing. Where on earth could that dwarf get it?
Bob, let it alone.
Jeepers. Its body's 2 inches wide. They make a swell specimen for my collection.
Well, you're not going to carry that dreadful thing with you to Singapore and across the Pacific Ocean.
Mother, are we really going to Singapore?
Well, wherever we go, that spider is going to stay here. Frank, call Abu and... Why, what are you doing?
Tearing the envelope away from the papers. It's the only way to get at them unless we wait for them to dry. Ah, there. Just blank papers. At least the top one is. We'll dry them out, but I'm sure they're all alike.
You don't think the drawings ever were on them?
I know they weren't.
You wouldn't think the printing would boil off, would you?
What printing?
Horenier told us at the top of each sheet was Robert Regent, Beverly Hills, California. That's why Mother said she'd buy them from him.
His name must have been on them. Horenier'd never think of such a thing. Oh, I'm glad we're rid of those drawings at last.
I only wish we were. There's another thing, Dot. Look at the paper.
wet as it is, you can see...
What?
Why, it's like the paper you took out of the little image at the castle.
Exactly like it. The paper used by the brothers of
Abu.
Jeopardy.
I didn't see you come in.
I am sorry, Sid. Effendi, this has come for you.
Oh, thanks. You needn't wait. I want to send an answer, I'll call you.
As you say, Chandu.
He never used to sneak in and out like that.
I told you there was something funny about him.
Oh, for heaven's sake, open it, Frank. It must be from Robert.
It's much too soon for that, Dot. It's from London. I can imagine what it says without decoding it.
Well, you're not going off on some new assignment until we get word from Robert.
I don't know that I'll be going anywhere. Duval's on his way to Cairo.
For Pete's sake, are you a mind reader, too?
Hardly. We have a code word for Duval, and the message begins with it. He must have been released. It's the only reason Blackburn would send me word of him.
What difference does it make now? Jeff told you Duval burned those notes he got from Robert.
Uncle Frank, do you honestly think he could remember all that stuff, like Jeff said?
What stuff, Bob? What are you talking about?
Those notes. Uncle Frank, remembering all those complicated chemical formulas would be like trying to remember the telephone book.
Yes, but Duval's one of those memory geniuses. That's what brought him to Roxo's attention. It was made to order. A man in the Foreign Office with an uncanny memory.
Like that man in the old movies. The 39 Steps. Remember we saw a revival of it last summer, Bob?
That was only a movie.
Oh, I don't care if Duval did get every formula Robert worked out. Or even if he gives them to Roxo.
You would if you knew what they were, Dot.
But you saw how ill Robert looked. And he'll keep going back to that island until the natives kill him.
You can imagine what he'd want me to do.
Oh, sometimes I think all men are as unfeeling as rocks are.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mom.
You don't even know when this Duval will be here.
Well, can't be more than a day or so, Dot.
A day or so. Well, you can stay here if you like. I'm not going to.
Dorothy.
I'll get the whole East Indian police force if I have to. I'm going to Singapore myself.
Next Monday at this same time, the makers of White King will continue the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. And next Monday, when you go shopping, be sure at the head of the list you write the words White King. You'll like White King for washing clothes and for washing dishes, too. There's something about a dishpan full of nice, warm soap suds that makes a woman feel that her dishes will come out really clean. Every tiny granule dissolves completely in your dishwater, whips up to billowy clouds of suds. And White King suds rinse away quickly and completely, too, when you douse your dishes with hot water. Leave china, glassware, and silver so extra bright they dry in a jiffy. White King soap is extra kind to hands, too. It is so easy on lovely hands that thousands and thousands of ladies who use it say, I love White King. Yes, indeed. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this same time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.